8:38 at AM 930 WELL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams. Can I crank the water? Can I crank the fountain up all the way one time? We haven't. I haven't had it up all the way yet today.
All right.
Here we go. There we go. Thanks to our engineer Terry Zevnik for the fountain mic.
I have to ask: is there any building in the Sheffield Village School District that has a fountain in it?
Let's find out.
We have no fountains at Sheffield Lake City Schools.
I would assume if you heard water running like that, you'd be calling the maintenance department at some facility to come out and check on the building like that.
Correct.
Sounds like the fifth grade when the kids would go do something in the bathroom and they would flush the toilet.
Don't give them any ideas.
Well, you never know. There's always, you know, there's always things that happen in the restrooms there that you, you know, if it's a little break from the school. We have with us the superintendent of the Sheffield Lake Schools, Mike Cook. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
How long have you been the superintendent of the district?
This is my fifth year.
And prior to that, you were?
I was the high school principal for 1.5 years, and prior to that, I was the middle school principal.
Okay.
So I didn't have to move very far to, you know, work my way around the district.
So you've had a good run here. What do you enjoy about the Sheffield Lake Schools?
I think the best thing about Sheffield Lake Schools is, you know, and I think every superintendent would say this, but I think we just have the best kids. We have good programs for the kids. Our kids are hardworking. And, you know, some come from blue-collar families and some white-collar, and it's just a good mix. When we have good success, everyone celebrates it, and it's a good place to be.
You opened a newer school recently, didn't you?
Yeah, in 2015, we opened a middle school and a high school, and it's a shared space. And we've seen such a change in our kids behavior-wise and their attitude. It's just really been a positive, not just for the kids in our district, but the whole community. It's a place to really be proud of.
You know, a number of school systems are going to that campus look, and I guess that's kind of part of it, and you've noticed a change.
You're correct.
Yeah.
The campus is definitely a big push, especially for bigger districts, to save on fuel and things like that. But our district's only 13 square miles, but so far the campus is going well for us.
Yesterday we talked to Mayor John Hunter, who tipped us off about the robotics competition in the school system and how well they did last year, and I guess they're at it again this year?
Our robotics team is led by Kevin Landis, and he is a phenomenal leader. And we have a high participation rate in robotics. Last year, our teams did go to the World Championship, and that's that's not just the title that's given to it. I mean, there were kids from all around the world, and we had to partner with a team from Beijing. And so not only is it building robotics, it's learning about other cultures, and it's really embracing that global community. And this year, we've also already qualified for state competitions. We've had probably, I'm just guessing here, about 7 teams qualify. And at one time, we had the 3rd best robot in the state of Ohio.
Now, when we hear about that, we have different images maybe in our minds about what a robot might be. What are some of the kids working on? What do they look like? What can they do?
That's a great question. So if you could picture a robot with 4 wheels, the wheels are about the size of a roller skate, I would say, but a little thinner. It's probably 12 by 12, and it looks kind of like an erector set. And every competition, every year, a competition has a different goal. And, you know, so they may have to build some sort of a shovel that picks up a cube and throws it over a wall. And the other team they're facing would have to pick up the same type of cube and throw it over the wall. Or it might have to shoot a basket or move things around. And there are multiple skills that a team would have to have, like one person's the driver, another's a programmer. And there are complicated things, like to make the robot throw something, you have to have a clutch that engages at the right time and a certain speed, and it's got to be powerful enough to throw the object quickly. And so there's a lot of tweaking and engineering that goes into it.
Does the success of the team inspire other students? In other words, hey, that's really cool, I want to be part of that.
Yeah, it's caught on like wildfire. Our first year it was, you know, it was okay in low numbers, but once kids started getting involved in it, especially with the with the whole video game generation. It's just been amazing. So we're excited.
There is a news story out this morning, Craig, about a robot that's opening a doorknob. I don't know. You'll see it. It walks yellow like a horse, and then it reaches up and opens and turns a doorknob. This is breaking. I mean, this is news. Speaking of breaking news, Craig, today is the 100th day for first graders, according to this Knollwood School. That's a big day, isn't it? The 100th day, there's a whole math thing involved, but a celebration. Tell me what kind of things take place.
Yeah, the 100th day of school is a huge celebration in a lot of grade levels, and some of them actually celebrated on separate days, so each school can embrace it at a different time. But the kids definitely do math projects, and they decorate things with 100, and of course counting to 100 at that age is a big deal. And I'm actually going to go visit one of the buildings on 100th day, and so I'm trying to plan what I'm going to wear that has 100 on it, and I'm not sure about that yet.
Is that like wearing a bunch of Benjamin Franklin, you know, like some kind of $100 bills, a little bit?
They would like that, I'm sure.
But I'd like that.
So what it's like, you know, as a superintendent, you were principal, so the principal roams the halls of a specific school. Superintendent, then you just pick a day to go to different schools, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, so I try not to be, you know, at the 30,000-foot level. I try to be in the buildings a lot and talking to teachers and seeing what their needs are. And, you know, even on a bad day, walking through a school and seeing a first grader and how much they enjoy school, or you know, seeing them line up for the restroom, just all those things makes you remember why you're in the business of educating kids. So I really like to get out there and be involved still.
It really does show you the purpose of what you're doing, as opposed to, you know, the budget aspect of it, the
right,
you know, the personnel type of thing. That's sort of the fun part. Did you ever have a teaching? Were you a teacher at any
point? Yeah, so I taught a few different grade levels. My very first job was teaching reading in ninth grade, believe it or not. And then I taught as low as second grade, and teaching second grade, I did that for 5 years, and it was just, I used to go home, I was probably only 23, 24, and I used to go home and think, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this job. It was so much fun, so.
There's kids that were impacted by you as a young man, and now as an older adult here and a different responsibility, sort of the same thing, but you can still remember back to those moments, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Seems like just yesterday.
Sometimes school system superintendents have to face issues either in the community, in the schools, with the state. Anything on your plate right now that you're dealing with?
Well, I think the biggest thing that any school's dealing with is the lack of funding, and how funding has been pushed back on the homeowner and the property owner. And it's really a burden. And while schools are being cut, people are being asked to spend more to support schools, and it's really a tough thing to put on the people. So we work really hard to save money. We have a finance committee in place, and we can consistently look at ways to make things more efficient and to make our kitchen run more efficiently. So I think just trying to save money and be responsible with taxpayer dollars is our biggest topic right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. We always like to we have people from the political side, the mayor and that, but it's always good to talk to the schools and see how they're doing in the community. The Cardinals are, you know, go Cardinals, I guess.
Go Cardinals. I'm appreciative that I was able to be on.
We appreciate you coming in. Again, Mike Cook, Sheffield Lake School Superintendent, joining us this morning.